I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys!
So it's us again.
Hey you, the Rocksteady crew.
Here we are with our begging bowls.
Ooh!
We're going to come out and say it now. We want you to come over to Patreon, please.
Enough is enough.
Get over to Patreon. Get over there. It's www.patreon.com/AngelsonBarryShow and just sign up. Okay.
Come on, enough is enough. Can I just say something? If you do you imagine the sort of holidays we'd like to have this year?
Oh, God.
A lovely cruise, a Bahamas.
Balloon ride.
Balloon ride.
I've never been on a balloon ride.
Safari, seeing all the animals, the big five and all that.
Really lovely.
Do you know what the reality will be if you don't give us money?
Oh, yeah.
You know, down the Thames, there's that tiny little bit of what you might call beach. It's a bit of sludge.
Yeah, well, like, just
go
like
and
by
sit
in front
there
of the National Theatre.
By the National Theatre, sit there on a
Two weeks looking across at the Houses of Parliament.
Do you think that's any sort of holiday?
It's not a holiday.
Not. Go home, no hotel.
Nothing. No
sit
food.
There, no food, no nothing. Come on, stamp up.
And when the tide comes in, we have to climb the ladder and get up onto the tarmac. So it's no holiday for us at all, but you could change all of that.
Of course you could.
Just dip it in your pockets.
It would be nothing to you, but imagine what that is to us.
Yeah, it's nothing
to
you.
I tell you what, when I was down there last, and anyone who don't live in London, first of all, why not, for Christ's sake? What's the matter with you?
It's cosmopolitan.
It's cosmopolitan and wonderful. But if you don't, on the South Bank, they have all these people, they like statues, you know, they do mine. They're sort of they paint themselves gold,
and they
move. You know the sort of thing, you've seen it, Covent Garden.
The people you mean.
I went down there once, right? Oh my God, it was awful. I painted myself all gold because I can't afford nothing.
No one
will stamp up.
You used that car paint.
I used all this car paint, which I couldn't get off. And I did it as an experiment once. I was dressed up in old fashioned gear, frock coat, gold hat, and all that.
Lovely.
And unfortunately, I'd inhaled so much of this gloss gold paint.
Oh, yeah, gold paint,
I was
nauseous. You got your mate the car sprayer.
I got the car sprayer. I didn't know when come off. Anyway, I'm feeling nauseous, my stomach's going. And it was an extraordinary timing. But you stand there very, very still, and then there's some American to go up there, honey, give the man a florin, or, you know, they don't know our currency.
Pound.
And I go, put my hand out. She puts in my hand, and I shit myself.
Yeah.
Now,
well, that's your money's worth, though.
That's your money's worth.
You can't do
come
that.
Come away, honey.
There's only so much stuff you got up there, you know.
There's only so much, but I had to go. I'm terribly sorry, but it's a terrible way to earn a living.
No,
you've done a bit.
Yeah,
of
Yeah, I've done loads of that as well.
Yeah,
because I went there and I painted myself silver.
That's
it. I used the old car paint, you know.
Yeah.
So I was all jittery and I wasn't myself at all.
In your
eyes, my eyes are going like that, and I can't really see nothing.
Yeah.
And it gives you a headache, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And in the confusion of getting all the spray paint, I put the wrong trousers on.
Oh, you know? My God.
Yeah. And these trousers that I had on, the fly didn't work, you know. Yeah. Zip in the fly, right? Yeah. Because you're in the confusion with all the paint and all that, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm stood there, all statuesque, like, going, Christ, why this is hard. I'm saying it to myself, and
across the tourists, this is hard work,
you know. Anyway, I'd be bowler at there like that.
Yeah.
And this little French lady come along, and you know, she goes, "Oh, ha ha, you know, beautiful." And she drops a pound in the thing.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I've moved a bit like that, and my knob has just gone and just fallen straight out of my trousers.
Oh dear,
like
that, you know.
And the thing was, it wasn't painted silver, so it took us right out of the illusion.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean?
It took
her out of the illusion, and she's like, she says, "I thought you was a robot, you know."
Yeah.
I says, "Yeah, I am, but I've got a human knob, so I'm like a cyborg type thing."
It was
thing,
terrible.
You know?
You had to keep it up. Awful. "I am a robot with a human knob."
Terrible.
I says, "Oh, God."
Yeah, so I got arrested in the end, because you can't stand anywhere near Covent Garden Tube with your knob out.
No, it says it's a well-known... It's from a bylaw, isn't it? 1865.
Yeah.
We got it here.
Shout not... Yeah.
"Oh yea, be ye who hear this, thou shalt
Covent Garden
not."
Mayor speaking.
Covent Garden Mayor speaking here. Anyway, let me tell you. Obviously,
there's a few things going on nowadays.
Anyway, I'm writing this long, long time before Five Guys, etc. Burger stuff. Why this country wonders why it's got an obesity problem, I don't know. Anyway,
we'll get to that in the future.
For now. "Thou shalt not do robot acts on the South Bank or stroke Covent Garden with silver paint, and not forgetteth to paint thy knob silver and all."
Yeah, because if it falls out and it's neutral and natural, it will just look like a knob come out your trousers.
That's it.
And we don't want that round
we
there.
Don't
he's
want
written that in capital
letters and scribbled that round it.
Yeah.
And he's gone, we rely on the tourists, etc.
If your knob's hanging out your trousers, you're going to put them off.
Anyway, I'm off to the tavern now. Oh, there's the mayor of Covent Garden.
Anyway, someone did come along and just hung a couple of Christmas decorations off it.
Yeah.
Because you know, they could see the position I was in. They says, "Well, the guy's got to make a living. He can't move. And his knob's obviously accidentally fallen out. Let's help him out." And they just hung a couple of baubles over it. It looked more like a robotic knob then.
You know... This is the thing with any art form. You know, you get these people like that bloke who's jumped up and down on Tracy Emin's bed.
A disruptor.
Oh, yeah. And when they ask, they go, "Oh, I thought it was an art installation. I'm enhancing the art."
Yeah.
Right? Not a bit
of it.
No,
I don't think so.
I went into the Sainsbury's wing of the National Gallery armed with, I'll say it, a jar of Margaret's fecal matter.
Right. Say it.
Anyway, they're there, the security's there. He says, "Can I help you, sir? We're just about to shut." With it, I flung it all over. I believe it was the Egon Schiele exhibition. Went all over it. They go, "What the fuck are you doing?" I said, I'm enhancing the art.
I realise I'm standing on the shoulder of giants here.
Yeah, that's
I'm
it.
Just enhancing it with this muck.
With this muck all over it. And they went, "Get out." I said, "You don't understand art. That's your problem."
You don't know,
peasants, you know.
No, I know. I did the same thing with Damien Hirst Shark.
I remember. Yeah, what did you do?
I went in there as a formaldehyde tank and the shark in there, and I just went in there with a chisel and a hammer and I just
smashed it
all the stuff
comes all over the floor.
And I says, "Hold up, what are you doing?"
I'm an artist
and this is my response to that piece of work there.
They
said, "Well, you can get out, can't you?" And I says, "I will get out, but you don't understand what I'm doing here." You haven't got a clue, mate.
You ain't got a clue. You know the fourth plinth.
I know it.
Trafalgar Square. They're umming and ahhing about what they're going to put on it and all that. I basically went up there and I drew one of my pictures. I've done an evening class. Unfurled it. Look at that.
Yeah. Oh.
Just describe that.
Okay, all we've got there is we've got a lady.
Yes, that's it. Right, and very good because it's abstract.
A lady, but then what you've done is you've got a lady, but then you've drawn. You've crossed out the tits that you've
tits
drawn.
Tits and that, yeah.
And then you've drawn a big knob on it. So you've like changed your mind,
I'm all about the androgyny.
Yeah, fair enough. I didn't get
a chance to say that. Because I was being hauled off by the police.
The magistrate.
But that's art. If you want art,
come to www.patreon.com/AngelosandBarryShow. You'll get art over there.
Along with a lot of other muck.
All right.
Now, be good.
Be good, yeah. We'll see you next week.
Be kind to each other.
Goes without saying. Be kind to each other.
We'll see you next week.
Yes, we will.
And good luck with... Good luck with college. Study, because you've got them exams coming up.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Good luck with more intellectual reviews.
Good luck with the job interviews.
Good luck with all that.
All of that stuff.
Book a holiday. Be kind to yourself.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.